Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our monthly Cobra interview. Your hosts today are Lynn and Richard. Our goal with these Cobra interviews, as with our website, is to inform, educate, and prepare for coming events. Please remember that no one has all the answers all the time. Remember that your internal guidance is the key, and always go with what resonates with that guidance. If you are new to prepareforchange.net website or new to Cobra, you can get more detailed description by listening to the August 2015 interview where more background on Cobra is given. The entire prepareforchange.net team are all volunteers. No one receives compensation for their work. Our skilled volunteer IT team are adding new features to the website all the time to make your educational journey more informative and enjoyable. Please use the donate button at the right-hand side of the web page. Your assistance greatly helps to cover recurring monthly website bills. Now I would like to welcome back our Warrior of Light and liaison with the Resistance Movement, Cobra. Welcome, Cobra.
Thank you again for the invitation.
Okay, without further ado, we're going to jump right into the questions.
Hello, Cobra. This is Richard. I'm very happy to be here again. Cobra, can you estimate the percentage of planets that hold a physical 3D life form?
Okay, I would say maybe 10% of solar systems, 20% of solar systems in the galaxy have a planet that can support physical life form. I'm not speaking about humanoid life form, but I would say any kind of life form.
Interesting, thank you. Is the third density always a lower level of consciousness?
It is a lower level of consciousness on planets that are occupied, but physical plane or third dimension is just a reflection of the spirit. It's not lower or higher. It is simply a one aspect, one expression of the creation.
Thank you very much.
Cobra, you have said that the event will clear the primary anomaly, resulting in an immediate shift for all incarnated beings and the Earth herself, and initiating an ascension process. You have also said that until the network that supports them is completely disabled, our implants reset daily. So is any primary anomaly being cleared when we experience darkness and consciously choose to forgive and to love it?
Any conscious act that we undertake clears one aspect of the primary anomaly. Every positive act clears one aspect of the primary anomaly.
Beautiful.
Great.
Cobra, is it true that ETs and underground civilizations come to the surface populations periodically and present themselves as gods or ascended masters?
No, it's not true.
Thank you very much.
How long ago did primary anomaly begin to be accumulated around the Earth?
This process was happening for millions upon millions of years slowly, but began to accelerate drastically 25,000 years ago.
Originally, did we all come here to assist with the task of Earth's transformation?
Not everybody, but certain number of star beings came from many different star systems to assist in this.
Thank you. After the event, will the ascension process always result in a physical density shift for the individual?
The ascension process culminates in the actual ascension. And actual ascension always means transcending all lower planes of creation, physical, astral, mental. And you can, of course, always then materialize those bodies as a hologram, but you're not in no way attached to them, and you're in no way attached to those planes anymore after your ascension process is complete.
So after the ascension process, if we wanted to come back to Earth, we can just manifest our physical body and use it and then leave it as soon as we're done?
Yes, but this is not an actual physical body. It is a light body projection, a projection hologram towards the physical plane. It is not an actual physical body.
I understand. Thank you. Can you describe how the transition we currently call death will change after the event?
It will be much more conscious. Everybody will understand the process and will know where they will be going, and there will be no fear associated with that process.
Cobra, I was thinking about, as you were answering that last question, you know how sometimes people will be in a situation where, you know, like they're going to step off a curb and there's an oncoming car and, you know, somebody will just appear and push them out of the way. Is this something like you were describing? Is it sort of like a physical manifestation that maybe a guardian angel or a guide is doing to protect that person?
Yes, many times life forces can intervene in the situation for a fraction of a second, especially when human lives need to be saved. It cannot happen every time, everywhere, but it does happen sometimes under certain circumstances.
I've heard of situations like this, and the person would be wanting to thank the individual who got them out of the way of an impending accident, and they weren't able to locate the person afterwards. So that's why, you know, I even thought about this. So that makes sense. Thank you. Can you describe if or how time is experienced on a higher dimensional level or in the universe?
Time is experienced as a flow of energy, not so much as a linear concept with past, present, and future, but it's more like eternal now, which still moves. There is still a time vector from the past to the present into the future, but it is experienced more multidimensionally, with much greater understanding of cause and effect of our actions.
Thank you.
Cobra, does the primary anomaly have anything to do with the third density experience of time?
Of course it is connected, but this is not the basic aspect of the primary anomaly.
Thank you.
Recently you said that all other universes have been integrated into this one. What do you mean by that?
It means that this universe has actually, there was an integration, unification process to which the universe is merged. And through that merger, higher consciousness, higher understanding, and higher evolution of all those universes was achieved.
Are all the dimensional levels always present in creation?
Yes.
Thank you.
Cobra, are the wing makers the central race that you referred to in a recent interview?
Yes.
Thank you.
After the event, will there still be alien races at odds with one another?
No, actually what will happen is that as this planet is the last planet to be liberated, there will be a great integration process of all the factions of everything that is happening on the planet. And this process has been ongoing for quite much time throughout the galaxy, and now we are in the final phase of that process.
Wonderful.
So we'll all live happily ever after.
In a way, yes. There will still be work that needs to be done, a lot of things that needs to be done, but basically when the darkness is removed, it will be much, much easier.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cobra, what is discernment?
Discernment is ability to understand and to comprehend the relationship between various aspects of creation.
Thank you. Can you offer any practical advice for the development of discernment?
You need to create a connection with your own higher self, with your own inner guidance, and train that connection through the feedback from your own life experience, and integrating that higher guidance with your mind and with your emotions and with your body.
You sort of get to feel whether it's true or not. Is that what you're saying?
You don't just feel if it's true or not. You combine your intuitional guidance with what you know, what you feel, and what you experience.
Thank you very much.
Cobra, is it true that after the event, third density human vehicles will not age and die as they do now?
But human beings will still go through an aging process, but it will be much easier, and there will be technologies that will greatly assist in reversing that. So the event is not the end of everything. It's not a sudden miraculous shift. It's the beginning of a process that will result in much better existence for everybody.
Nice. Wonderful.
Kova, do you have any comments on the Egypt Air MS-804 that disappeared from radar over the Mediterranean last week?
You have any specific question about that?
No, just wondering if you have any knowledge of if it really happened. Is it true?
There was involvement of certain factions from Israel and from some other countries that wanted to create conflict. There were even some hopes that they would trigger international conflict or war, but those hopes were, of course, not based on reality.
Great. Thank you very much.
Cobra, can you tell us what a ley line is?
A ley line is a stream of energy, in most cases etheric or a plasma energy, which flows like a river through the energy grid around the planet. And ley lines are like energy veins that transmit energy through the energy body of the Earth.
Are ley lines and grid lines the same thing?
Very similar.
Can you tell us what the difference is?
Ley lines are mostly, in most cases, ley lines are etheric and plasma falls between two vortex points when the grid lines are also the same in other contexts, for example, on the mantle or higher, higher planes of creation, and also the energy flow through grid lines is a little bit different.
Gotcha.
So when people are working on the Earth, are they working on ley lines, grid lines, or both?
Mostly they are working on ley lines.
Okay. Are the ley lines related to the vortexes?
Yes, of course.
What are the major intersections of the world's ley lines?
There is a map that I could show you, but I cannot describe it with words, with exact positions of all those intersections.
Is it possible in a future post of yours that you put up that map?
It might be possible. We will see what will happen.
Okay. Have major historical events happened on the ley lines?
I would not say the physical manifestation of those events, but I would say the causes that trigger those events originated from the ley lines or from the vortexes, which are located on the ley line intersections.
Are the ley lines related to anything in the cosmos?
Yes, of course, there is a cosmic grid which goes throughout the universe. There is the galactic grid, there is a grid in the solar system, and they are all connected with a planetary grid and with the ley lines. It's a living organism of the universe.
Okay, thank you.
Kova, what is a cycle in regards to a planet's evolution?
There are many cosmic cycles, and planets evolve. The evolution scale for the planet is in billions of years. There are many sub-cycles to that cycle. We have, for example, the 225 million year galactic cycle, one galactic rotation, and all planets in the galaxy are synchronized with that galactic cycle. The geological development of the planet is connected with that galactic cycle.
Thank you. What determines a planet's evolutionary cycle?
As I have already said, one aspect is the galactic cycle. The other aspect is the behavior and evolution of the sun, or double star, or multiple star in that star system where the planet is located. And there are also cosmic stellar currents which influence the evolution of the planet.
I understand. Kova, what is an age?
An age is just a description of a certain time period.
Thank you very much.
Cobra, is Hillary Clinton a clone?
No.
Are there other people that could possibly be acting as clones?
Basically, there are clones which are stored in certain locations as a backup, but people The politicians are real people and not clones. They are incarnated, most likely Draco, originating entities in humanoid bodies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cobra, is Chelsea Clinton actually Bill and Hillary's daughter?
I have already answered this question in one of the interviews.
Thank you very much.
Cobra, can you confirm that the recent disclosure by Benjamin Fulford about human trafficking of people and their organs, is this true?
Yes, because I have also received same intel from some of the Russian contacts, and unfortunately, most of this is correct.
At this time, can something be done about this?
Yes, of course. So what can be done is to inform and educate people about this, because when there is enough consciousness about this, it will be much easier to remove this problem and solve it.
Are there well-known public figures in America, Europe, or Middle Eastern that are involved, and who are they?
Yes, there are many people that belong to the Illuminati network that are involved, and the names are all over the place.
Thank you.
Cobra, you talked about people being held hostage or being held as slaves on other planets in our solar system and our universe. What progress has been made to freeing these hostages?
Okay, the situation in the solar system is much better. The number of those hostages is much lower. But on the surface of the planet, the whole surface population is taken hostage. 9-to-5 slavery jobs. It's not a very harsh existence as, for example, the slaves in Roman times, but still human beings are not free. And now it's time to liberate the planet.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I would like to remind everyone to meditate with us every Sunday at 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time for our weekly event meditation. This is something everyone can do to bring about the event as soon as possible. Cobra, it's rumored that Angela Merkel is Hitler's daughter. Can you confirm this?
Yes, she is related to that particular entity.
Is Angela Merkel a clone, a reptilian, or something else?
She's not a clone. She is a reptilian draconian human hybrid incarnated in a human body.
Why is she in charge of Germany, and can you tell us anything else about her?
Simply because the Illuminati put her in that position. And there is a strong resistance in Germany against her actions lately, and hopefully there will be changes happening in Germany, and for sure, there will be changes happening in Germany after the event regarding this.
Great. Cobra, what progress is being made with the refugees in Europe?
Okay, the flow of refugees into Europe has been decreased greatly, and the life forces are resolving the problem of infiltration, because they are not just refugees. A small percentage of those people are actually members of life forces, and life forces have identified them, and they are blocking 99.9% of their actions.
Can the countries of refuge send them back home, send the refugees back to where they came from?
It depends on their decision and the extent of control in those countries, the cabal control. So this process of balancing the situation will be completely resolved only after the event.
Thank you.
Cobra, are you familiar with biokinesis?
Not exactly.
This is the power of the mind to change physical aspects like eye color or hair color or stature. People do this using a meditation process. And the questioner was asking, she says that it's done primarily in Brazil. And she was wondering if this can cause any kind of a problem.
No, because if it's done from the right perspective, of course, mind is over matter, and the matter will obey the command of the mind, or kind of, let us say, command of the spirit. And if it's done from the right motivation, there can be no side effect.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. In our last interview, you said Jesus thought the shift of consciousness would happen in his time 2,000 years ago. What type of knowledge was he going to teach in order to bring that consciousness and awareness to the masses?
It is not about knowledge, it's about the presence of love. This is his message, and this will be his message after the event.
I love it. Thank you.
Cobra, did Jesus meditate?
Yes.
Did he teach certain meditation practices?
Yes, to a selected group of few disciples.
Do you know any of the meditations or processes that he practiced and taught?
Not personally, but I can find them if that is necessary. But I would say that his techniques were similar to the techniques of many yogis of that time.
Thank you.
Cobra, what qualities would a being on another planet be like with the same level of consciousness as humans, without the primary anomaly or without the negativity involved?
Without the primary anomaly, the situation will be much different, because the primary anomaly is the main reason why there is any blockage to the evolution, and without the primary anomaly, there are no limits.
I understand. So they, on those planets, don't actually experience negativity in the same way we do.
No, it's a quite an unusual occurrence to experience something that we're experiencing here.
Right. A lot of people say that it's necessary for evolution to experience the negativity. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely not agree that in the teaching that was disseminated by the Archons to keep people enslaved. It is absolutely not necessary for the development. It's actually harmful for the development.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Cobra, do other species on other planets who are capable of understanding genetics and creating new life bring life to Earth?
Yes, very advanced species were creating life forms, and also planet Earth was one focal point of their experiments.
Thank you.
Cobra, can you please explain how dimensions work? How many dimensions are there, and how consciousness is related to dimensions?
Dimensions are just descriptions of states of vibration of matter. Matter and spirit are two aspects of the same thing, of the same energy field. And if that energy field gets more densified, we have the physical matter, which is some people term it a third dimension, and if it gets more rarefied, we go to the fourth dimension of the etheric and astral plane. If it gets even more rarefied, we have a fifth dimension of the mental plane. And this continues on until we get to absolutely rarefied matter, which is absolutely spirit, which is absolutely connected with the source. And they are just various manifestations of the one.
Thank you. How is spirit evolution related to dimensions in consciousness?
Dimensions are just playing ground they're just spaces of expression of possible ways how consciousness or source can manifest. They are not, the evolution of spirit is not defined by dimensions. It is defined by the level of integration with the source. And this level of integration can manifest in any dimension.
Thank you. Another question. Can you give a general idea of how the spirit evolution works? What a being, how it starts off and where what it's capable of when it reaches the level of source?
When you put the level of source, actually the consciousness encompasses the whole universe, all past and all present and all future.
All right, thank you.
Are there or have there ever been human healers on Earth that can cure any disease, physical disfigurements, or even grow limbs back?
There have been many claims of such healers, but the only healers who could actually do that are the ascended beings. And ascended beings very rarely manifest on the physical plane of planet Earth.
Thank you.
Is it true that Jesus was able to heal?
And yes, he was able to heal quite much. He had assistance of very advanced extraterrestrial technology, so it was not just him, it was a joint project with our space brothers and sisters.
I understand, so he didn't actually have this ability when he came here, he learned it through his lifetime?
He learned it through his lifetime and he got assistance.
Thank you. Is it possible for a regular human to be able to heal the way he did?
It is possible for anybody who dedicates his life to this to reach that. But it takes time and practice.
Thank you very much. By any chance, do you know the practice or where we can find that practice so that we can be able to be healed the way he did?
It is not a certain technique or a certain spiritual discipline. It's a path that each person needs to travel by their own.
Thank you very much, Cobra. Thank you.
What is the meaning and purpose of yoga?
The meaning and purpose of yoga is union with the source.
How long has yoga been practiced on Earth?
The yoga has been practiced since the first conscious beings came on this planet, and yoga did not originate on this planet. It came together with star beings that entered this solar system and entered this planet.
Awesome, thank you.
Can you take a guess at how many possible different forms of yoga there are?
Again, this is just a human mind that would like to characterize or analyze yoga. There are as many approaches to yoga as there are beings present in this universe.
Good answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Cobra. Is it possible for humans to bring life back to an expired animal?
It is possible. It's not very easy, but it is possible.
How is this possible?
It is possible if there is not too much time which has elapsed since the moment of death. And if the force that caused that death to occur is removed, then the soul of the animal can, under certain circumstances, return into the body.
Beautiful, thank you.
Cobra, are you familiar with Paramashiva Yoga?
Not exactly.
Okay.
Cobra, when working with an ascended being, how would they communicate with you?
They would communicate with you in a way that you would be able to understand. So, in many cases, they communicate through inner vision, through telepathic communication, and sometimes they materialize a body that looks like a physical body, and you can hear them and see them and perceive them with your physical senses.
What are humans and planet Earth like before the anomaly and darkness came to Earth?
It was a paradise planet, and all legends of, I would say, of many, many different tribes and ethnic groups around the planet remember that time as a paradise. This existence was without much suffering, without the conflict that we are experiencing in our current age.
Beautiful, thank you. Cobra, do highly evolved beings / super evolved beings create universes and the laws of the universe?
Very, very evolved beings did create universes, but those beings who did create universes are now moving on another stage of their evolution.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you.
Cobra, are you familiar with quantum tunneling?
Not exactly.
Okay.
Cobra, who is Shiva, and what is that being's connection to this universe?
Shiva is one of the creator, I would say creator entities that was present when this solar system was created and certain aspects of this galaxy were created. And the purpose of that entity was to create certain aspects of creation, learn through that creation, and then dissolve that creation back into the source.
Well, thank you.
Cobra, this is a broad question, but the asker is asking if you could explain this to the best of your knowledge. What is the true nature of God's plan for humanity?
The true nature of divine plan is to return humanity back to the source.
It's very simple. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cobra, will you explain the origin and purpose and importance of the laws of karma?
I have answered this question many times. The law of karma is an artificial construct which was created by the Archons to control and enslave, spiritually control and enslave beings, entities in this quarantine status. And usual explanation of law of karma is if you have done something, you will have consequences one way or the other. It is a distorted interpretation of the law of manifestation. Of course, your actions have consequences, but it is not true that we are now experiencing certain bad things because we have done something in one of our past lifetimes. We are experiencing bad things because this planet is occupied and somebody is doing those bad things, and we have to resist. And we have to liberate the planet so those things will not happen anymore.
Very well said. Thank you so much for that.
I would like to interject here that we desire for you to join our Prepare for Change family. If you go to the links in the transcript, you will be directed where to join. Also, if you go to COEO, you can also find a local group of Prepare for Change, or you can start a local group. Once you do this, you will enjoy meeting with like-minded people in your own area. Prepare for change may be looking for you. Do you like to write or share topics of mutual interest? We are looking to begin a content development team. Please check the website for future details. Cobra, the time we are currently living in is just the end of a cycle, or is this a time of a total reset of the entire universe?
It is an end of a cycle. It's not a total reset of the universe, but I would say it's the restructuring of a certain aspect of the universe. It is the restructuring of the primary anomaly, which is one important part of the cosmic evolution, but not the only part.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cobra, what is magic?
Magic is a science of manifestation. It's an occult science which describes how we can manifest our ideas towards the physical plane by handling energy.
Thank you.
Cobra, what is witchcraft?
Witchcraft is an ancient practice of magic which can be used in a positive or negative way. Jesuits and some other occult forces have tried to put a bad light on witchcraft and describe it as something negative because there were many female healers that were using this practice to heal and improve the conditions of their fellow living beings around the planet. So witchcraft originally is just a practice of using those energies in a spiritual, scientific way to improve the living conditions of beings around us.
Great, thank you.
So, Cobra, what is sorcery, and what is the difference between magic and sorcery?
Well, sorcery is a very, I would say, a limited aspect of magic, which uses just certain techniques or certain approaches, I would say more, basic approaches without deeper understanding of the forces which are being evolved.
Thank you.
Cobra, can you tell us the differences between chemistry and alchemy?
Okay, chemistry is a modern science which describes the reactions between atoms and molecules and tries to define and describe the behavior of physical matter. Alchemy is a spiritual science which describes inner transmutation process and to a certain degree also a transmutation process of physical matter. Not so much the chemical reactions, but more spiritual reactions within our energy bodies and on the physical plane. Certain very advanced alchemists in the past were understanding also nuclear reactions and happenings within the atomic nucleus.
Cobra, what is clairsentience?
It is an ability to hear sound and transmit information on the higher plane than the physical plane.
Is that a form of telepathy?
It is similar to telepathy, but telepathy is just mental transmission. And clairsentience is much more than that. It is an ability to transmit sound and other forms of signals that are not just mental images or mental transmission. It's much more.
I understand. I've had an experience once where I was in a room. It was just a normal room, and all of a sudden I smelled the scent of roses. Could that be clairsentience?
It is one aspect of it, yes.
Thank you.
Is there a difference between clairsentience and clairaudience, Cobra?
Clairaudience is just focused on the sound aspect, whereas clairsentience includes other senses as well.
Thank you. What is clairvoyance?
Clairvoyance is an ability to see on the non-physical plane.
Cobra, could you define hypnotism?
Hypnotism is a practice of using human subconsciousness and talking with human subconsciousness when the conscious aspect of the self is not fully present or awake.
Is this a positive or a negative?
Again, it can be used in both for positive and negative.
Thank you.
Would you describe what the physical plane is?
It is quite obvious. The physical plane is the physical plane.
Thank you very much. Cobra, can you describe what the astral and etheric plane are and how are they used?
The etheric plane is the energy plane. It is where the sensitive people feel a lot of energy. They feel the etheric plane. It is the plane of our chakras, of our nadis, of our energy field. The astral plane is the plane of our emotions, our emotional body, and this is the plane that we usually visit when we are asleep in our dreams.
What is the causal plane?
The causal plane is actually the higher mental plane. It is the plane of the archetypes, from where our physical world and all other worlds are created.
Wow. Cobra, will you describe for us the mental plane?
The mental plane is the plane of the mind, of the thought forms, of the ideas. After we die and after we transmit to the etheric and astral plane, for some time we also spend, before the next incarnation, we spend some time on the mental plane. And this is so-called paradise between two incarnations.
Thank you. I also know there's a realm where your imagination is formed, where your thoughts, where you do your manifesting, and the more details you
have. Exactly. Yes.
Thank you very much.
What is the Satnam plane, and will you describe it for us?
Okay, some people describe it as a plane of truth. Some people call it the Buddhic plane or the spiritual plane, the sixth dimension. It is the plane of pure love and light.
Thank you. Cobra, what are the biochemical codes for the ages of time?
It's a description that somebody uses, but I don't know exactly in which context, so I cannot answer this question.
No problem. Thank you.
Iron is an important element in our blood currently. Will this change when we advance to the golden age?
This will change when we reach a certain level of vibrational frequency, but we're not there yet.
Okay. What is the Intergalactic Council, or IGC, and what is their specific duties?
Again, this is a concept taken from somebody's work, but I would say there are councils on every level of creation, and they regulate that particular level of creation in full harmony with the rest of the universe.
Thank you. Cobra, will you define the meaning and purpose of the Prime Directive?
Again, the Prime Directive, as it was understood on this planet, is not something that is actually happening. The non-interference concept is again a concept that was introduced by the Archons to excuse the censorship that we have about the first contact. The races would like to contact us. Many positive races would like to contact us. And the reason why they're not contacting is not because they would respect our free will, but because the Archons and the Chimera group are preventing them from contacting us. Because our free will is for first contact and not against it.
Thank you.
This question is sort of related. The questioner is asking, what is the IGC enforcement? And why don't they act to stop the interference with the Earth-human evolution and all the free will violations that are currently going on?
Yes, of course. I have answered this question so many times. The hostage situation is the real answer. The Chimera group is taking humanity hostage with their toplet bombs at the moment, and these need to be removed, and then the contact will happen.
Thank you.
Cobra Center says, why are there so many people sick all the time? I feel sick for a few days, get better, and a week later the same thing comes back. This has been going on for a couple of years. I've been to doctors, I've been on many rounds of antibiotics, and never get better. I exercise and eat healthy. The freaky thing is, lots of people are saying the same thing is happening to them too.
The basic reason is the plasma plane anomaly, which is going through a quite intense purification in the last few years. So the plasma poisoning, I would say the plasma poisoning is the main reason for most illnesses on this planet right now. And this is now much worse than it was even a few years ago. And it needs to be cleared completely before some of the conditions can be fully reversed.
Thank you very much.
This questioner is asking, I am wondering, with Cobra's vast knowledge, if he could know if the cannabis or marijuana plant is native to Earth, or was it introduced here from another planet?
It was introduced here a long time ago, from somewhere else.
If perhaps other plants are introduced also, like perhaps aloe vera, which also has great medicinal value. Was this also from somewhere else, Cobra?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Is it true what the Zetas are saying, that Planet X will be coming and cause a pole shift?
No, it is absolutely not true.
Thank you.
Cobra, can you offer any comments regarding Organite? Many of us create and gift Organite in the form of tower busters in order to protect our communities from EMF attack. Aside from cell towers, can you advise where our Organite would be most effective?
The location of the so-called WAN towers, which are located across the United States.
Yes. There are many people that are placing these Organite around those, so that's really good.
The other thing that could be good is to position those Organite around any kind of radar facilities around the United States.
Okay, good. Is there anything else that you can think of that Organite would be good for?
If those two things are covered, it would be good. Those two aspects, the WAN towers and the radar stations, are the most. Of course, with the radar stations, also people can include HARP and similar facilities around the world.
Thank you.
Cobra, is there an intelligence above source?
A source is the intelligence.
Cobra, how is source and the creator related?
I would not use the term creator because it implies a certain philosophical understanding, which I would not agree with. I would say the source is the being which always exists and always will exist. And this universe was not created by a certain source. It was created as an interaction between the source and the primary anomaly.
Thank you very much. Cobra, what is the infinite void?
The infinite void is the emptiness which is the medium in which the source exists.
Thank you.
Cobra, what is usually on the other side of a black hole?
On the other side of a black the black hole is always an entry point into a wormhole. And on the other side, you exit through a white hole, the exit point of that wormhole.
Okay, thank you.
Cobra, what approximate percentage of the population of Earth is expected to ascend?
I will not answer this question for various reasons. Number one, there is free will involved, and I would not want to limit human free will to a certain percentage. Number two, even if I would know that question, that would be classified information at this point.
Thank you.
After the event, how long will it take to transition our current monetary system into a fair and equitable financial system?
The actual transition will be very fast. After the moment of the event, we have, 1 or 2 weeks when the banks will be closed, and when they reopen, we will have a much fairer and much more balanced financial system because it's being prepared already. And then we'll have a certain period of transition when we will transcend the need for our financial system, when we begin to realize that we have technology to manifest and materialize everything we want on the physical plane. And money will become redundant.
I can't wait. We keep getting repeated questions about the financial system and the reset and humanitarian funds. And just to satisfy this questioner, do you see any changes in this? Do you think there will be any funds released before the event?
It is, I would say, on a planetary global scale, no. The funds will be released at the moment of the event, and after, I would say shortly, a week or two after the event, they will start being released. There can be limited cases when certain smaller amount of funds can be released to a certain limited closed group before the event, but this is not what we are actually working for. We are working for a global planetary financial reset.
It can't happen too soon.
Thank you, Cobra. What happens with laser light that passes through tachyonized crystal?
Actually, the laser light is a very focused photon ray which gets enriched on a quantum level by those tachyons. I would say the quantum signature of those photons changes. It gets harmonized. The quantum fluctuations around those photons get harmonized. So laser light by itself is already a coherent source of photons, and when it passes through a platinized crystal, we have an additional harmonization happening there. So I would say the healing effect of such laser light, if you're using that laser light, for example, for healing, can be greatly magnified.
Thank you.
Cobra, the next question is from our Prepare for Change group in Japan, and they would like clarification on the number 144,000. It's talked about in the Bible, the story of Sanat Kumara, the critical mass, and many other places. Why this number, Cobra?
It is 12 times 12 times 1,000. It's a symbolic number which has a very powerful meaning in sacred geometry of numbers. And it's also an actual number of people who were selected, of souls who were selected at a certain point to enter in this planetary quarantine to transforming. And I would say a small percentage of those people have already awakened to their mission, and more of them will awaken in the future.
Great, thank you. Cobra, this listener's question is, by what name do other races call our solar system and planet?
Each race and each civilization have their own name for this solar system and for this planet.
What do the Palladians call this planet and solar system?
They call this planet the Blue Jewel.
Thank you very much.
I like that name.
I love it.
What is the best way to connect to Earth's soul or the living Earth being, Mother Nature?
The best way to connect is, of course, through nature, because nature is an expression of a breath of the life of the planetary entity. And each person has her or his own way of connecting, so I'm not here to tell how you do that.
What name does this being resonate with the most?
Again, different cultures, different people have different names from that entity, and it's not important the name. What is important is the true heart connection with that being.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cobra. Cobra, how can we connect to angelic entities?
Simply by invoking them, connecting with them in meditation. You can read a little bit about them so you have an idea who they are, and then connect with them in any way possible.
Thank you very much.
Okay, at this point, I would just like to remind our listeners to use the donate button in the right-hand column to show that you like the content here by your contribution. And Cobra, do you have any final words for our listeners? Maybe talk about the upcoming Ascension Conference in Crete?
Yes, we will have Ascension Conference in Crete very soon. Actually, we are starting at the end of next week. And I'm of course inviting everybody to attend. It will be very interesting. It will be the next step after the conference in Switzerland. As I have said, the last interview, things are getting a little bit more interesting in May, and this reflects, of course, with also with the new energies coming in. So everybody, welcome.
Very good. Do you have any other words to say about our month of May that maybe we haven't covered?
I have nothing particular to say except that it is very important for everybody to keep on pushing, keep on grounding the light and working for the planetary liberation. We will be successful.
Thank you very much. In closing, I would just like to thank our whole team that has made this interview possible. Cobra for being a gracious guest. His website is 2012portal.blogspot.com. Dove for his theme song, Voices of the World. Danelle for her transcription expertise. My co-interviewer, Richard. Aaron on sound. Untwine for modulation and editing. And all of our wonderful listeners. And remember always that we are voices of the world.